In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice, sold your rebellion as a new initiative, and smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author Jay Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move. You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore, and neither do you. Safety Transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from Jay Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking. Rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission. The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by Jay Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Here comes the train I've been waiting for. Just a step in between me and the door. And all the years before, with a dream in my heart. I see myself standing in the clouds. All of a sudden, all these memories are passing. Like flowers on a casket, I'm leaving it all behind. Every broken heart and fresh new starts. When I worked so hard, I was falling apart. Every memory is a chance to see that struggles just make up the best parts of me.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, truer words have never been said. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyway, today is Tuesday, December the 2nd. of 2025, day 336 of the year, and only 29 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Yep, sarcasm and Radio Big is the way that we go, and we talk about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. No doubt or outer about that one. So how's it been for you? How has the last 24 hours or so been? Always an important time to talk about this kind of stuff. No, seriously, it's not a doubt as we bring this up. So I don't know, how's it been? How are you doing? How are things with you? Are you ready for this holiday season? You know, it is Tuesday, and so we have to get rolling.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. Our only complaint, the coffee's a little bit weak, but the music is not.
So we'll keep it non-musical for the first hour here, but we'll get into some music here as we are going forward, no doubt there. So our show consists of safety in the news and safety. That's just kind of how we go about doing a little bit of everything that we do. And then as we go through everything, we'll talk about safety and the news and safety. That's kind of how we go about our gig. And then we bring in some professional broadcasters. Those professional broadcasters will tell you exactly what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news as they do everything that they're going through. They're normally coming from feature story news. It's just kind of the way that it goes about doing a little bit of everything. But don't worry, because they're going to make sure that they break it down in the best format possible. And as they do that stuff, of course, all of the information that they're going to cover is news related from around the world. And then we'll kind of go through that whole gamut of stuff. It's kind of the way that it goes. And then from there, we lean in and we talk heavily about what's going on inside of the industry. Some people like that part, some people don't. It's kind of a variation of stuff, just how it goes. Wow, this thing is really working today, making all kinds of noises as we go through. So I want to talk about some stuff, because apparently there's still a line of confusion, and it is Tuesday today. So let me make sure that I'm clear about a couple of things. Week before last, we ended Safety FM with Jay Allen, episode 777. That's where we ended it. And there's been some concern that we were done. We're not done. We're just doing different stuff. Things evolve. I'm going to keep the show there, so that's good. And then the other question that's come about is, I said that during that other one that we're going to do interview segments. We're going to plug some interview segments into here. And some people said, well, nobody's going to interview that early in the morning. Well, I kind of figured that was going to be the case. So don't worry. If we have to, we'll do some pre-records, and then we'll just insert them in here. Don't be concerned too much about what's going on. We'll still keep rolling and bowling in regards to stuff. Just kind of how it goes. So that will be the easiest scenario of everything going on. Okay? So let's do this right now, because we're kind of already past a little bit about what we normally do. If you want to interact with the show, let me explain to you how the best way of doing this. If you go to callinradio.com, that's callinradio.com, and you put in what you want to do, video, audio, or text messaging, it will give you some options to move forward with. Once you get there, those three options will give me a prompt on the screen on what I need to do and take a look at. So you're more than welcome on coming over, hanging out, and doing your thing. So don't worry. We're all set. We're all set and good. We're all sitting good to go. So don't worry about any of that stuff. We will make sure that everything is taken care of as we go. Okay. So with that being said, I have my friends here from Feature Story News that they're ready to talk to you. So if you're good with it, I'm good with it. So let's get into some feature that brings some stories and some news stuff to us right now.
Here is the news on the Rising Bar Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in the UK, I'm John Beaver. Russian President Vladimir Putin is due to meet the US Special Envoy Steve Witkoff in Moscow later for talks on a peace plan for Ukraine. Initial proposals, which were criticised for being too weighted towards Russian demands, were updated with European involvement last week. The White House says it's very optimistic about reaching an agreement. Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky says territory remains the most difficult element of the plan.
On the topic of security guarantees, we have concrete details from the US, concrete details from Europe. I'd say that these are the three main topics, tracks, but also triggers. We need to be very careful here. I thank our negotiation teams. The plan looks better.
Meanwhile, India has placed new orders for heavily discounted Russian crude oil. The move comes even as sanctions on some Russian oil giants remain in effect. Kshitij Nagar reports from New Delhi.
India's state-run refiners Indian Oil and Bharat Petroleum have bought Russian crude for January delivery, according to a report by Bloomberg. The resumption follows a brief period in which several major Indian refiners paused Russian imports after sanctions were imposed on big Russian producers. Analysts say the steep discount of around $5 per barrel relative to Brent helped offset sanction-related costs and transport risks. Even with the return, India's overall Russian crude intake is expected to remain modest, below 600,000 barrels a day, a fraction of the levels seen earlier this year. The renewed purchase also comes at a time as New Delhi faces heightened scrutiny over its energy ties with Moscow ahead of President Vladimir Putin's visit to India later this week. Kshitij Nagar, New Delhi.
Representatives from the controversial Chinese fast fashion giant Shein will face questions from French lawmakers on Tuesday. Shein has faced multiple issues in France, from the sale of childlike sex dolls to claims of unethical business practices. Across the EU, lawmakers are calling for tougher action against e-commerce platforms. Ross Cullen reports.
The hearing at Parliament on Tuesday comes ahead of a possible suspension for the online platform, with a judge set to decide this week on the future for Shein's retail operations in France. Last month, the Chinese company came under fire after being accused of displaying sex dolls with a childlike appearance online, and weapons were also found to be on sale on its site. Shein said it would conduct a thorough review and set stricter controls on sellers, but some French MPs are continuing to call for the site to be suspended, citing previous concerns such as Shein's environmental record and allegations about forced labour being used in their factories, something Shein denies.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, where do things stand in the game of global ping-pong over the future of peace proposals for Ukraine? After Secretary of State Marco Rubio helmed talks with the Ukrainians in Miami on Sunday and massively diluted the original Russian-designed 28-point peace plan that President Trump claimed as his own. On Sunday in Florida, the talk was instead about creating a just and lasting peace for Ukraine that scaffolds the country's future prosperity. So what happens next? Mark Kansian is a retired U.S. Marine colonel, now with Washington's Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We've evolved a kind of shuttle diplomacy here among the four parties, the United States, Russia, Ukraine, and the Europeans. The various proposals have been going around, being modified. Now they go to Russia. Optimistically, the Russians will come back with some counteroffer that closes the distance between the various parties. But pessimistically, the Russians won't give us a soft yet because the Russians believe they're winning and don't think that they have to compromise.
And it seems highly likely that shuttle diplomacy will have to continue, given the Kremlin's continuing questions about President Volodymyr Zelensky's legitimacy in power and Russia's red lines over any peace agreement. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Vladimir Putin is due to meet the US special envoy in Moscow later for talks on the peace plan for Ukraine. Initial proposals were criticised for being too weighted towards Russian demands. Meanwhile, India has placed new orders for heavily discounted Russian crude oil, despite sanctions remaining in effect. And representatives from the Chinese fast fashion giant Shein will face questions from French lawmakers on Tuesday amid a growing number of controversies about their business practices. That's the latest feature story news. John Beaver reporting.
You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show. Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
You've seen the loop. You've felt the shift. The script doesn't fit anymore. And neither do you. Safety transmission. The collapse of the construct is the third and final signal in the trilogy from J. Allen, PhD. And this time, it's not about waking up. It's about what you do once you're awake. The system didn't break. It just stopped pretending to hold you. And now it's blinking, rebranding presence, packaging resistance, and calling it progress. This book isn't a guide. It's a transmission. It doesn't teach the system how to evolve. It shows you how to stop performing for it. You'll see what happens when awareness becomes responsibility, when audits don't listen, and when leadership becomes a loop. But if you've made it this far, you're not here to be managed. You're here to carry signal. Safety Transmission, The Collapse of the Construct. Now available in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by J. Allen, PhD. Because if it couldn't hold your signal, it was never real to begin with.
Hey there, J. Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. A non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm. At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
It's the show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, we make fun of too many people and it's too stupid. Well, I guess that really is the show. I mean, I guess it kind of really just sums up to that when it's all said and done. So, yeah, it happens. Okay, so how are you? 15 minutes past the top of the hour doing our thing on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, so let's start talking right away about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is kind of how we do our thing around here. So listen to this. Costco has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration that demands a full refund for all tariffs the company has paid this year. If the suit is successful, would also block further implementation of tariffs, even though the Supreme Court has already considered the legality of President Trump's tariff scheme. Costco wants to be sure that it gets money back if the tariffs are overturned. Other companies have filed similar suits in the U.S. Court of International Trade, but Costco is one of the largest so far. This is according to CNBC. So what do you think so far? Interesting times, huh? It's going to get interesting for sure as we are talking about it. I mean, some people are going to be like, not sure what to do here. So what do you think? Do you think that this will go anywhere, or is it going just to be one of those, odd things that doesn't go anywhere? It happens. So let's continue talking about some things here, because it's going to get weird. Okay, a Missouri musician and molecular biologist, Zetang Wong, implanted an RFID chip into his palm years ago to use it for a magic trick. The plan flopped and it flopped. Yeah, the plan flopped is really what it boils down to. Let's just start off with that. tapping audiences' phones on his hand isn't exactly magic, especially since many phones had RFID disabled. He later repurposed the chip to link to Bitcoin address and meme of Igmer. And then forgot about it completely. And the old Igmer Rink Landerly became back online. He tried to reprogram the chip, only to realize that he had forgotten the password. Now he's essentially locked out of the tech inside of his own body. His friends say that the only fix is to brute force attempt that it could take weeks to nonstop scanning. The situation has sparked a debate about biohacking risk. What happens when an implanted tech becomes outdated, unsupported, or in this case, the password protected is permanently forgotten? So what do you think? Would this be something that you would consider doing? And I'm talking about any level of implanting of a chip. I have watched these sci-fi movies where people had phones kind of like built into their hands. I'm just saying, especially if you go back to the Total Recall movie, not the one with Arnold Schwarzenegger, the one with Colin Farrell. That one in particular sticks out in my head. And then there's these other companies, I think it's called Chipped, but don't hold me 100%, that they will install chips into people if they're interested. And like some companies will offer it. And then if you get the chip implanted into you, they'll give you free vending machine access. And I'm talking about access like you get food for free, not like access that you could access the thing because you have the chip. So I don't know. Is it something you would even give any consideration to?
More sarcasm than a Mortal Kombat beatdown. Rated R, safety show.
Hey, I'm just saying. I mean, just one of those things. Okay, so let's talk about this. Some pretrial stuff. Pretrial hearing are underway for the Luigi Mangione murder trial. The first batch of testimonies included 911 dispatcher validating the tape of the call from McDonald's manager that reported that Mangione, after customers in the restaurant thought that he matched the description circulating online. A prison guard, Tomas Rivers, testified that Mangione has first held in a Pennsylvania jail that he was monitored around the clock to avoid Epstein-style situation. The guard said that he had complete a form of describing Mangione's actions, location, 7 times every hour, more than every 10 minutes. Rivers also said that Mangione described his adventures in Thailand, where he was accused killer's killer says that he has been beaten out by a pack of ladyboys during the trip. Expect more wild testimonies throughout the course, is according to NBC News. So what do you think? Just asking. Okay, so take a listen to this one. The Department of Transportation is cracking down on a highly unreported problem of truck driving schools handing out commercial driver's license like candy to illegal immigrants. A report released on Monday shows that nearly half of the 16,000 driving schools in the country do not comply with federal regulations. The DOT is threatening 3,000 schools with immediate closures if they don't comply with training requirements before the end of the year. Another 4,500 schools face closures but have a little more than a time to fix the problem. If the schools are decertified, students who earn their licenses through those institutions could lose their licenses too. In a post on X, Sean Duffy, the secretary Sean Duffy, said the days of the wild, wild west trucking industry are over under the Trump administration. This is according to AP News. So what do you think? No, like seriously, what do you think? Because this one's going to get interesting, because now we're talking about something entirely different. And listen, I'm not saying that being non-compliant was okay, so I don't want there to be any confusion here. But think about this for a moment. If you went to a school and you have no freaking clue that this school had any kind of issues related to how they do stuff, and then all of a sudden out of the blue, they turn around and you find out that you paid everything, went through the process, and then all of a sudden now you're being, I'm not going to say threatened, but you're being questioned on how this should move forward. This is where the issue is going to come about. And I'm only saying this from the standpoint of the following. If it moves in that direction where all of a sudden a lot of people that were licensed are unlicensed and then they have to go back to square one, this is going to cause an issue. Because I think, and don't hold me 100 to this one, 6 weeks
is what the school takes. And I mean, I know for natural selection or for how people think about stuff, you're going to go, well, 6 weeks isn't that long. But think about that for a moment. If your license is disabled as a CDL driver and you have not planned accordingly, you do not have what we would call, quote unquote, an emergency fund, and you are out of revenue, money-making ability inside of the world that you're accustomed to making money for 6 weeks, you're going to have a problem. So if there is all of a sudden a shortage of drivers that ends up coming about, this will be an issue. So I would say that if you want to know more about this, listen to Brandon Wiseman, who's on our station, Truck Safe Live. He will definitely have the breakdown on what the hell is going on there. That is for sure.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, Starbucks is shelling out about $35 million to shut down the lawsuit brought by 15,000 employees in New York City who say that the coffee house chain violated labor laws. In particular, the suit alleges that Starbucks does not offer stable schedules or arbitrary cut hours. Eligible employees will receive $50 for every week worked from July of 2021 through July of 2024, which could work out to some hefty change for some employees. Starbucks will also fork over $3.4 million in the civil penalties that they owe out. This is according to ABC News. So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? I'm just asking because you know how this goes.
Controversy creates cash.
So if this is something that's going to come about, you're going to see more and more of it. So there is no doubt about some things going on there. So there you go. Okay, so let's start talking about some other stuff that is going on inside of the world, because that is kind of what we do around here. We talk a little bit about this, we talk a little bit about that, and then we kind of go all over the place. So take a listen to this one. A new pediatric study says that kids who get a cell phone before the age of 12 face higher risk of depression, obesity, and lousy sleep. The younger kid, the worse the odds. Researchers analyzed the data for more than 10,500 children, and while the study doesn't claim that phones cause these problems outright, the pattern is loud and clear. Early phone ownership often means less socializing, less exercise, and way less sleep. Kids with phones in their rooms get buzzed awake. Kids glued to the screens keep physical activity, and all of that creeps into their mental and physical health. Since teenagers is the prime development time, those habits can stick. Experts say that parents should treat giving a phone like handing over a major health influencing device, because that's exactly what it is. Not everybody agrees with the severity. Some studies show weaker connections between the phone use and mental health, but the trend of pushing more parents to delay smartphones anyways, especially as younger generations themselves blame social media for risk and anxiety. So let me ask you a strange question. Do you believe that tablets, iPads, things along those lines cause a factor as well? I'm just asking because this becomes an issue. So there you go. Okay, take a listen to this one. Psychologists say that decluttering your home screen the same way you declutter physical space reduces anxiety by up to 22%. Fewer icons, calmer brain. So what if you just put a picture of somebody there and just leave it? I think I like that idea better. I have some people in mind that I would probably put just to calm down a little bit. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about. Okay, so let's talk about this because, you know, this is an issue. Beer belly linked to heart damage in men. Let's try that again.
Beer belly linked to
heart damage in men.
So there you go. A big imaging study out of Germany had just put a classic beer belly on blast. Researchers found that the abdominal fat measured by waist to hip ratio is way too rough on the heart than weight or BMI, especially for men. Instead of just making heart enlarge, belly fat pushes the heart towards more dangerous remodeling patterns, thickened heart muscles, smaller chambers, and reduced pumping capacity. Translation, it squeezes the heart from the inside out, eventually setting the stage for heart failure. So what do you think? Will this cause you to put down your favorite beverage for that? I'm just asking the question here. So there you go. There you go. So what do you think? A lot of stuff there. That is for sure. Okay, so in a TikTok video, a man says that he thinks that it's gross when a guy is in his 30s still plays video games. In a TikTok video, a man said, she said this is a very common, Then they asked women, at what age should a guy stop playing video games? Just curious, ladies, how many of you are over 30 and still have stuffed animals in your bed? Take a listen to this.
I just need advice on this, and maybe I'm wrong. I find it to be extremely gross. It's an ick for me. If a guy is in his 30s and still plays video games, I've been told it is very common. I have never met people like that until recently. I'm 36. And to be in your mid-30s and still addicted to video games is crazy to me. It's crazy. But I'm being told that that is very common in this generation, and it's how men relax. And so be it. Like, we all have our ways we want to relax, right? But if I was doom scrolling on my phone for 12 hours a day, that then becomes a sickness. So if you're in your 30s and gaming for 8 to 12 hours any given day, you have a problem. Am I wrong for feeling that way and voicing it to people that I know in that age group doing those things?
I think it becomes an interesting one, because what you're going to be like, okay, you can't play video games. It's not a good thing for you. But how do you make that determination that you are the correct one in regards that it should be done or not be done? I'm being serious as I say that, because, you know, some people will catch an issue with this. Some people will not love that this is being said. I mean, that's just common knowledge there, not hard to figure out. So what do you think? Is there a correct age to stop playing? I mean, I'll tell you, I'm in my 40s, so it's perfectly fine. I guess I can play, because if I'm in my mid-30s and it's an issue, I'm just saying. So there you go. Okay, let's talk about some other stuff. Trump linked to stock and cryptocurrencies that have been getting hammered since the president took over the office again. Trump Media and Technology Group, the Truth Social parent company, has fallen about 75%. And the various Trump Melania-themed digital coins have tanked even harder, dropping 86% to 99%. Even the family-backed crypto project World Liberty Financial is down roughly 40% since September's launch. The overall market slump isn't helping, but everything tied directly to the president or his family has been hit the hardest. The early hype that the Trump administration would unleash deregulation, tax cuts, and crypto-friendly policies has faded fast. Investors are now staring at actual performance. Trump Media is trading at an eye-popping 1,240 times its annual revenue, and the company just reported bigger losses at 3.8%. Coming in at under $1 million for the quarter, everyday investors who bought this in the hype, in the Reddit guy who bought it at $46 and watched it sink around $11 and now stuck questioning whether to bail, meme stocks in general are slumping too. So there you go. What do you think? I mean, it's just one of those weird things altogether when you start really thinking about it. Because you're going, okay, I'm going to buy this because of a hype coin that's taking place. And then all of a sudden, some kind of level of a cluster occurs. And then you're having some questions on, did I do the right thing? More than likely, the answer is going to be no, but we'll leave that at that for that section. So there you go. What do you think overall? Do you buy coins on hype, or do you not give two shits about it? I mean, that's going to be the other main question there when it's all said and done. So there you go. There you go. There you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, just kind of how it goes. And then we talk about all of the weird stuff. So I don't know. I get into this stuff, and believe me, I get to talk and look at all kinds of weirdness all the time, and I'm not 100% sure on what to do. So there you go. So I got a lot of stuff to cover this morning. I mean, I'm just letting you know. So I want to cover some things, and I just don't know how to go about doing this. So let's do this slightly different today. Are you ready for me to tell you the next part? We're just going to go straight through. Okay? So bear with me as I say that. Take a listen to this. Hulk Hogan's widow, Sky Daly, is firing back after Ric Flair claimed that Hulk Hogan died from using street drugs. Hogan passed away in July with a cardiac arrest initially listed as the cause. Authorities continued investigating, which fueled speculation. Flair went on a podcast saying that Hogan was in severe pain after neck surgery and couldn't get more prescription meds and supposedly turned to street drugs, which Flair also claimed he discussed with Hogan the day before he died. Sky says that none of this is true. She told TMZ that Hogan was being treated for at Morton Plant Hospital. Any medication changes were legitimate medical decisions after his neck procedure, and Flair never spoke to Hogan the day before their death. Other family members backed her up. They're not angry at Flair, but insist that he didn't have the facts. Hogan had serious long-term physical issues after decades of wrestling, along with numerous surgeries. His collapse at home on July the 24th and died at the hospital. The medical examiner ruled an acute heart attack. He also had atrial fibrillation and leukemia. Police say that there's no sign of foul play, but that the medical review has been slow because of the complexities of the case. So there you go. So, interesting times as we are talking. So normally right now during this time frame, if you were normally on the show, you would be taking a listen to our main story. We won't be doing a main story today. This is just kind of a decision I've decided to make on the fly here, because there's a lot of stuff that's going on that we want to talk about. And I have Clip Central over here that I would love to go over. So let's go through this. Netflix is about to drop A Sean Combs, The Reckoning, a four-part documentary premiering today, just released a tense teaser showing Combs' jittery stress and 6 days out of his trial that eventually put him behind bars, admitting to his lawyers that we are losing and that they need to be willing to handle the dirtiest of dirty business. The series from Curtis 50 Cent Jackson and director Alexandria Stapleton digs into Combs' rise and fall. Once a powerhouse behind the Bad Boy Entertainment and a major force in bringing hip-hop into the mainstream, Combs is now serving a four-year sentence at FCA Fort Dix after being convicted on two counts of related transporting individuals for prostitution. The documentary promises previous unseen footage, interviews with people who once worked, grew up around him, and detailed look on how a guy who built an empire ended up conviction luring under the shine. Here's the teaser that they actually just released.
We have to find somebody that'll work with us that has dealt in the dirtiest of dirty business. We're losing.
Puffy, Puff Daddy, Diddy, Sean Combs, all of these reincarnations, all those name changes are attached to really bad deeds.
Everything in life, you're going to have people that are bad and people that are good. You have to choose your side.
Okay, so there you go. Netflix going all in there. So 50 Cent and director Alex Stapleton appeared on GMA, Good Morning America, yesterday. And take a listen to this. Here's what they had to say.
Was there anything that surprised you when you were watching?
I think it was surprising that he actually filmed it.
It was very interesting to watch a man who's known for his brand presence. You know, he has a really amazing knack for marketing and all of that, and how he was sort of taking that into account and how he was coming off to the public.
How do you respond to people who say that it's more about the disdain that you have for Sean Combs than it is for giving the victims a platform?
What they consider a pre-existing beef, right? For 20 years. right? It's me being uncomfortable with him suggesting that he takes me shopping, or I looked at it like he was, like it was like a tester, like maybe you'll come play with me, type of thing, right? And it's not personal.
So it gets interesting there. And then here's the last part during the discussion with Alex Dimbleton and 50 Cent in regards of what they're wanting to, what they wanted to do to, or why he wanted to make the doc is the question they have for 50 Cent is Alex Dimbleton is there. Take a listen to this.
Do you think that hip hop culture was on trial as much as Sean Combs was?
Look, if I didn't say anything, you would interpret it as the hip-hop is fine with his behaviors. Mm. There's no one else being vocal. So you would look at it and just say, because that mind your business, or let me not say nothing about nothing, or those things, it would allow the entire culture to register as if they're for that behavior.
If Sean Combs watches this, what do you think he's going to feel?
Like, wow, this is amazing. I think he's going to say this is the best documentary I've seen in a long time. Because you'll see people saying that. I mean, he may feel a different way about pieces and bits of it, but he knows the truth. I think he'll see the truth in it.
Okay, so there you go. Controversy creates cash, as we have talked about multiple times today. So what do you think? I think that this is going to be an interesting one when it's all said and done. So the question becomes this. Will this be a documentary that you end up watching, or is this one of these things that you will not watch at all? I don't know. That is the question for you. It comes out today, or it has come out already today. So if you're interested in watching it, you have the opportunity on doing so. What a crazy time.
Oops. What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic?
No. This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access America. This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
You ever hit the wall, burnout, stressed, or just feeling that everything is piling up and thought, yeah, I probably need to talk to someone? The problem is finding the therapist who actually takes your insurance feels impossible at times. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes mental health care easy to access and actually affordable. They partner with over 100 insurance plans, so the average copay is about $15 a session, sometimes even less. With Rula, you get matched with the right therapist for you, not just whoever's available. Their network has over 15,000 licensed professionals, and you can book an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait lists, no frustrations, just therapy that works with your schedule and your insurance. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/safetyfm to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know that we sent you there. That's Rula.com/safetyfm. You deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget. Go to Rula.com/safetyfm right now to get started. That's Rula.com/safetyfm, because you deserve mental health care that works with you, not against your budget.
Radio Big, streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Gas and we kept it in drive all night. We lit the match and we watched it burn out bright. I never thought it could be so good. I had the time of my life, had the time of my life. I used to fear this train would never show, that I'd be standing out here all alone, with nowhere else to go and nothing to my name. Broken heart and a fresh new start.
Okay, here we go. 45 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely Tuesday. Yeah, you are still hanging out on the Radar R Safety Show, just in case. This song right here is Ian Taylor. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, and Pandora. Song's called Time of My Life. We would like to thank Ian Taylor for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show.
I never thought it could be so good. I had the time of my life.
Always a good time when you and I get to hang out and do our stuff, no doubt about that. Yeah, talk about life. So there you go. Some stuff to talk about inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is what we do. Okay, so thanks to Ian Taylor one more time for that one. No doubt about that, as we are doing our thing. Okay, so let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that is about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Our Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. And click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there'll be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. Listen, go there. It can change everything for you. There is no doubt about that as we are hanging out and talking about it. So there you go. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse, because that is kind of how it goes around here. How it goes, as we talk about a little bit of everything that is going on inside of the world. So what do you think? Just asking your opinion, because you know it is everywhere. It goes everywhere. We take a look at it and go, oh, this is fantastic. Oh, this is not fantastic. It's just one of those weird things that it kind of all goes around in a giant circle when it's all said and done. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into something more important? Let's talk about some of the new stuff that is going on. Some of the new stuff. Matter of fact, as we are talking about the news, why don't we go ahead and just talk about the numbers for a moment? The Dow fell about 427 points to close at 47,289 on Monday. The S&P lost about 89 points to close at 23,275. And the NASDAQ fell 36 points to close at 6,812. West Texas Intermediate closed at $59 a barrel, and Brent crude was closed at $63 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3 on Monday. Bitcoin fell down nearly, 4%, trading now around $86,000. And what else? Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $90 million or a $41.9 million cash payout. So there you go. What do you think? A lot of stuff, huh? Lot of stuff going on inside of there. I'm just saying, you look at it and you go, damn, there's a lot of stuff happening inside of there. So don't know to what to think exactly. So why don't we go ahead and do this? Why don't we go ahead and, should we talk about this? Do you take tips from stuff? Like, do you like get information and go, oh yeah, that is something that is gooder, something that I could use. If it is, good. If it isn't, sorry. But here's some here's one of those things that you could use for a tip on a Tuesday. It's things that we learned from YouTube.
It's that time of year when we dads have to risk our lives to hang lights up on our house. Here are a few tips to remember. Number one, ladders have it out for me. I know from experience.
Make sure your extension ladder goes 3 feet above your roof line and try to pick a day when your roof is dry.
Number two, take the time to plug your lights in first to make sure they even work before you put them on your house. I like to hang my lights using nails. I just wrap them around like this. Keeps them on there, but for those of you that don't have the ability to do that, they do make these little hangers that you can put in your gutters, and that'll hold them up.
Yeah, good luck with doing any of that shit. That just sounds crazy to me in regards to why would you want to do that, but whatever. Anyways, let's talk about to somebody who likes to talk about things way more positive than I do, or at least it seems a lot more positive than when I say them. Maybe that's the way to do it. Let's bring some John Smalls in and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Preston. Leo Tolstoy said, "The strongest of all warriors are these two, time and patience." I like that. If you have the time to be patient, that is a really good thing. I've been blessed to have been involved in many different events in my lifetime. Some of these events were well planned and very well thought out. And I'll admit that I've also been involved in more than my fair share of last minute events that were kind of thrown together by people who knew better, but we did it anyway. One of the standout memories was a concert that we planned just 10 days from the day we announced it. Why? Because we could. But I won't say that we agreed that we should.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Here is the news on the Rosen Law Safety Show.
Record organizers say the endurance athlete completed the race with 137 shirts layered on at once, adding roughly 48 pounds of extra weight. Spectators watched as volunteers helped pull each shirt over his head before the start, turning the starting line into a slapstick scene. Despite the bulk and the jokes from other runners, He crossed the finish smiling and upright. Guinness officials have confirmed the feat, giving the unusually dressed racer a place in the record books and plenty of laundry to tackle. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Streaming live 24 hours a day from around the country and around the globe. This is the latest news headlines.
This is News in 60 with Alan Edwards.
The Trump administration ordered an immediate pause on asylum rulings nationwide while investigators probed the deadly ambush of two National Guard soldiers.
Homeland Security officials were instructed Friday to halt decisions on both new and pending asylum cases after the shooting near the White House left one guardsman dead.
U.S. shoppers opened their wallets in record fashion this Black Friday, pushing online spending to its highest level, yet despite lingering economic worries.
Data from Adobe Analytics show Americans shelled out about $11.8 billion in online purchases.
Russian missiles pounded Ukraine's capital as a top-level Ukrainian delegation headed to Washington, underscoring the stakes of new peace efforts.
Three people were killed and at least 14 wounded when Russian strikes hit Kyiv on Saturday.
Grief and anger deepened in Hong Kong as authorities began 3 days of mourning after a catastrophic fire tore through multiple high-rise towers.
News sounds like it's all over the place today, so let's just leave it alone and get away from it, because I'm not sure exactly what is going on. Let's talk about some other stuff, because we got some things to unfold, uncover, and so on. So there you go. So take a listen to this. A New Jersey family's Thanksgiving for 150 people went south when the gigantic holiday table suddenly collapsed mid-celebration. They were filming a young cousin giving a heartfelt pre-dinner speech. She finishes, everyone applauds, says bravo, and boom, the entire feast pitches forward like it hit a linebacker. Plates crash, decorations slide, people gasp, and the video cuts right as the disaster settles in. The aunt, who spent weeks cooking, handled it like a champ, even as most of the food, if met its tragic end on the floor. The family salvaged what they could, but let's say that 5-second rule didn't stand a chance. The clip racked up more than 80,000 likes on Instagram. The commenters delivering their own punchlines, calling a sitcom material, wishing the feast a happy Thanksgiving to the ground, and nothing would have crushed America's funniest videos back in the day. So take a listen to this.
Bravo! Bravo!
It almost sounds like a setup if you really think about it for a moment, but I'm sure it wasn't, you know, but whatever. Nowadays, who even knows what the hell's going on half the time? Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened in history today. If you take a look around, let's go back to 1969. Boeing 747 jumbo jet first public preview in Seattle to New York. So Seattle, Washington, New York is what it did the first time. That happened back on this date in 1969. If you're looking at some celebrity birthdays for today, Kathy Lee Crosby turns 81, Rick Savage turns 65, Lucy Liu turns 57, Monica Sells turns 52, Nelly Furtado turns 47, and Britney Spears turns 44, Aaron Rodgers turns 42 today. So there you go. That's some birthdays for you for today. Let's talk about some things that you ought to know. Tonight's Mega Million jackpot is $90 million. Here is last night's winning Powerball numbers. Jackpot was $740 million. The numbers were 5, 18, 26, 47, 59. Powerball was 1. Power Play was 3. Since there was no jackpot winner, tomorrow's jackpot climbs to $775 million. Americans traveling through the airports will soon have to pay a fee if they do not have the correct form of identification, sparking fury as some called the move government overreach. Transportation Security Administration just announced that travelers passing through airport security without real ID or a passport will have to pay $45 starting February the 1st. Additionally, it will require individuals to verify their identity through biographic systems if they do not have a real ID or a passport. So what do you think there? Also in some other news, Canada just became the first non-EU nation to join European Union massive defense financing program, worth about $170 billion loan fund called Security Action for Europe. The move opens the door for Canadian defense companies to tap low-cost EU-backed loans to buy military gear. Prime Minister Mark Carney's office says the shift is part of Canada's effort to spread defense spending beyond its usual U.S.-centric partnership. So there you go. Also, last night, the NFL had a game. The Patriots beat the Giants 35-15. A brand new Times Square showpiece is coming to this New Year's Eve. Once Times Square just unveiled the Constellation Ball, the ninth official ball since it began back in 1907, the biggest one that they've ever hosted with a crowd. The new sphere measures about 12.5 feet across and tips the scale at 12,350 pounds. It is decked with 52,800 handcrafted water crystals paired with LEDs. So there you go. Anyways, this is going to end our show. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple of hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. So there you go. If I can't leave you with some words of wisdom, activity is the only road to knowledge. So there you go. And if you need some advice for today, hang curtains high and wide to make windows look bigger. It's like Photoshop, but for your house. So there you go. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now. Wherever books and audiobooks are found. In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation, the structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics.
and feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author J. Allen, PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.